New Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Tropical Storm Debbie is churning up the waters as it heads towards Florida's northern Gulf Coast. The surfer sees opportunity.
We're here for the 2 days out of the year where you get some waves. We'll check the surf app and see if there's waves.
Governor Ron DeSantis says the state's emergency services are ready.
We have pre-staged 670,000 bottles of water, 287,000 shelf-stable meals, 3,600 sandbags, and nearly 14,000 tarps in the various parts of Florida where we expect the most significant impact.
Debbie's expected to become a hurricane before coming ashore tomorrow. A new CBS News poll shows Vice President Harris and former President Donald Trump tied in battleground states, with Harris 1 point ahead nationally. CBS's Natalie Brand goes inside the numbers.
New CBS News polling shows the percentage of Democrats who say they'll definitely vote has now risen to its highest point this year, with Vice President Kamala Harris improving enthusiasm among Black voters and younger voters. Data points that have tightened the race.
I'm seeing the coalitions building. I'm seeing that people from all backgrounds are interested in her.
The new poll shows Harris is leading on the question of cognitive health and among women voters, while former President Trump still maintains a sizable lead with voters who say they'll be financially better off with him and that his policies will decrease border crossings.
Tensions are ratcheting up in the Middle East, with Iran vowing to retaliate against Israel for the assassination of a top Hamas leader. Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen told CNN's State of the Union.
It's already been escalated. At this point, what they need to know is that it's not peace through appeasement, it's peace through strength. And there should be no daylight between us and Israel right now. Israel had the right to do what they did.
At the Paris Olympics,
American Suni Lee soared to a bronze on bars, the only event final in which Simone Biles did not qualify. Biles will compete in the beam and floor finals tomorrow. In a tough field, Lee eked out third by a tiny margin. She adds to her team gold and all-around bronze. Algeria's Kalia Nimor nabbed the gold on bars with an enormous score of 15.7. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
Ukraine's newly arrived F-16 fighter jets for the fight against Russia have been put on display by President Volodymyr Zelensky.
These jets are in our sky, and officially today you see them, and it's good that they came and we can use them.
The Chicago White Sox have lost their 20th consecutive game to the Minnesota Twins in the majors' longest skid in 36 years, one short of the American League record. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music from Wisconsin on Civic Media. Jimmy K. here with Rocker. Rocker, what do we got coming up tonight, man?
Jimmy, we have Terry Barr out in the field. She is out at Sugar Maple Fest at the Lake Farm County Park in Madison. That's happening this weekend, so we'll get some live check-ins throughout the night. Susan from the Goodman Center gives us a report on Pack the Van, the fundraiser to pack the van full of food for the food pantry. Aaron Weber, he's going to be in. We're going to be talking interest rates and what a great time it is to buy right now.
Move
to Madison. Level Down, Jimmy. We're going to be talking to them about some new stuff that's going on with them and music. And In the Lair, Chad Anderson, he's making a comeback. We're going to hear all about his story and journey here tonight.
Plus, Shane will be in with Indy 45 Rock Show and Rob Roberts with After Hours later on. We're going to talk a little Atwood Fest, put a nice little bow on that. What a weekend it was. These guys closed out the Luther Allison stage on Sunday night. They were fantastic. Parker Barrow, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Yeah.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. Parker Barrow there and Count Your Dollars. Peace, love, and rock and rolling before that. Parker Barrow, of course, what, from Memphis Rocker?
No, they're Nashville, Jimmy.
Nashville. I always screw up their hometown.
Yeah, well, she's Megan. She's actually from Birmingham, Alabama. And he's actually from like Maryland or Virginia, I think he said.
Yeah.
But they're based out of Nashville right now. Great band.
Yeah. That album was called Jukebox Gypsies from 2023. Dude, when they rolled up to the Luther Allison stage
in
at Shanks Corners, it was a big RV. It was like a 40-foot RV with a trailer on it, you know, for all the gear. But there was like the whole band was in this RV.
Yep.
Traveling around during their tour around the country. And here they just roll up to Atwood Fest.
I think that was a 9-piece band. Including the backup singers,
there was five or six, I think.
No, it was more. Yeah, nine.
Oh, I forgot the two backup singers.
Right, right. And so, just what an incredible show! Now, I was over at the other stage, right, the Clyde Stubblefield stage, but I knew Parker Barrow was going to be on, so I jumped in a golf cart, got over there, and just when I got there, Jimmy, they started playing the song we just heard.
Count Your Dollars.
Count Your Dollars.
An amazing rendition of that song.
And so I just got a new iPhone, so I'm really testing it out, and I started taking some video because I thought, wow, this thing has got to take good video. They ended up doing a 16-minute version of that song, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it was totally amazing. It was like Led Zeppelin meets Nashville. And it's up on YouTube right now. In fact, if you go to Facebook and look on the Atwood Fest page or find Max Inc. Radio on YouTube, the whole 17-minute version, absolutely amazing. They're definitely coming back, Jimmy.
It was an incredible set. It was an incredible year of Atwood, I thought. I thought the ebb and flow of the 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, with the crowd was really exciting. The convergence was perfect, you know, leading into Pancratic Steel on the Luther Allison stage. Down on your stage, the Clyde Stubblefield stage, Generation Jones, of course, rocked it. And then VO5, of course, on Saturday night just filled the street with people.
You know, the VO5 crowd was the biggest that I've ever seen in all the years that I've been doing it, all the way going back to 2002.
Yeah.
So it was just an amazing crowd. Steely Dan had a great crowd on Sunday. And Generation Jones, what a great thing. We did the Joey song in July. So we had all of these cameo appearances of local celebrities and jamming with the band, which is already an all-star band. So just a super fun time. And the crazy thing, Jimmy, the rain stayed away all day.
Until the last song. Yeah.
Like a 10-minute rainstorm out of nowhere. But it was really, you know, it cleansed everybody while we were there. It's a meta community experience. So the cleansing was just perfect. Everybody went home. I'm really happy.
I think the stage, the sound people and the stage managers and the musicians might have disagreed with that just a little bit.
Well, cleanup was a little bit harder, but
yeah, it was.
You know, it was just an incredible time, and everybody just did an amazing job.
Our first guest tonight, Susan from the Goodman Community Center, just walked in, and we're going to talk with her in just a couple of minutes. We were packing the van, asking for food donations for the Goodman Community Center food pantry. And we're going to get an update from Susan about how we did and how people can still continue to donate to the food pantry. Money, man. We need some money at the Goodman Community Center to get them fill the food shelves, you know?
That's right, Jimmy. Great cause.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We'd love to hear what you're up to tonight. Terry Barr is at Lake Farm Park for the Sugar Maple Music Festival Rocker. And she's going to check in live with us in just a couple of minutes. Tell us what's going on there.
It's a good festival, Jimmy, down there at Lake County, Lake Farm County Park, right between, what is that, right between Lake Monona
and Lake Wabisa.
Lake Wabisa.
Yeah.
So a lot of fun. Get down there in that park. You can still get down there to see some music right now.
It's just south of the Poop Farm in Madison. So if the wind is blowing, unfortunately, in the right direction, you'll get the Poop Farm smell.
Well, we don't know anything about that, Jimmy.
I do. We don't want the Poop Farm smell. You know who else rocked Atwood Fest? Mojo Perry. He was also live in the lair a couple weeks ago. Get the podcast now at maxincradio.com.
Tell me what you see. Do you see the blue skies? the trees. Look up at the skies.
And Bring It On, Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, doing original local music until midnight tonight. Terry Barr is at the Sugar Maple Music Festival. We'll check in with her in just a couple of minutes. We're going to play some Seth Mueller and the Midnight Run, too. They're playing tonight. Right now, Sean Michael Dargan is Max Inc. on Civic Media.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Seth Mudler there and Midnight Run. Do you ever dream of me? That's what I want to ask Terry Barr right now. She's live at Lake Farm Park here in Madison. Terry Barr, do you ever dream of me?
Oh, I have dreams of you often, Jimmy K.
You just inflated my ego. Thank you very much.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Hey, so you're at the Sugar Maple Festival that's happening at Lake Farm Park today. I've heard it's awesome. Tell us what's going on from your perspective.
Oh, my gosh. Let me set the stage for you. Huge tent full of people. And the main stage, the band you just played, Jimmy K, Seth Mulder and Midnight Run, on stage right now. People are up dancing. You got to love it. They bring in a wooden dance floor and put it right in front of the stage. And what I love so much about Sugar Maple Music Festival, all ages. There are grandparents there with their grandchildren. There are families all there together. Yes, a lot of people are talking about how hot it is, but they brought in these industrial fans that they put in all the different tents they have set up. And it's just going to be a great night of music right through the night. And there's a jam tent, too, I should tell you about. Mm. And you should see what's happening there. Again, all ages of people, all levels of play, they get together with one of the bands that comes in for the fest, and they lead anybody who feels like being part of the jam, they lead them on a jam of a bunch of songs. It's all just so much fun to watch.
And, of course, this is at Lake Farm Park where you can actually camp, too. Is there camping still available, or is that all gone for the night?
No, there is, because some people only came for Friday night, so there are some available campsites, and you can come in with a trailer, or you can do a good old-fashioned tent camping, and I actually have a friend and my goddaughter are over there. They're doing the good old tent camping this weekend.
How fun. And then, Terry, you know a lot about the Sugar Maple Festival itself. Tell us a little bit of history about this festival and why it's so important.
Oh, it is so great. It's the 21st year for the Sugar Maple Music Festival in the Madison area. And basically, it is a celebration of American roots music. But that covers a lot of genres. That's everything you can think of. Bluegrass and, you know, the traditional Americana. Lots of fiddles, lots of banjos, lots of dancing. And what they really hope to do is keep the style of music alive. But also, when you see all these younger people there, it makes you realize it is being passed on to the next generation, which is something you really want to see.
It is so remarkable. The Sugar Maple Music Festival happening tonight at Lake Farm County Park. That's just south of Southtown on Madison's south side. Terry Barr, we'll check in with you again in about an hour. How about that?
I will talk with you then. Looking forward to it.
All right. Go say hi, Terry, out at Sugar Maple. We'll check in with her again one more time at 7:30. In the meantime, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. You can also shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Weikert Realtors Lake Point, let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark, Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you don't have the app yet, you might want to get that on your phone, civicmedia.us. We have a nice link for it, too, at maxincradio.com. You can also just search your favorite app store. Super easy. It's free and you'll thank me later. The quality on that phone when you're listening to Max Inc. Radio is pretty darn sweet, Rocker. Yeah. All right. Hey, so at Atwood Fest, we were having fun playing lots of music. There's a lot of vendors there, but we are also doing some charity. After all, Atwood Fest is all about giving back to the community. And here to tell us a little bit how to get back to our community is Susan from the Goodman Community Center here in Madison. Susan, it is lovely to see you again. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm glad to be here.
We met at Atwood Fest this past week about where we were trying to pack the van with food donations. Before we talk about that, talk about your role and what you do at the Goodman Community Center.
Sure. Actually, I have two roles related to Atwood Fest. I am the volunteer manager at the Goodman Center. So I've been there for about 3 years, and I am trying to always welcome people into the center to get involved and be part of making change in our community and helping people out. I also am on the SASE Neighborhood Association board. So it was in both of those roles that I said, hey, what else could we do at Atwood Fest to bring people in and help out Goodman, which is the neighborhood center there in the SASE neighborhood? So I came up with this Pack the Van idea.
And as far as the
the services that Goodman Center offers and the Sassy Neighborhood Center as well. Talk about how important that is to the community and the people that it helps.
Oh, sure. Neighborhood centers, or community centers, as some people call them. We do, obviously, at Goodman. We really try to support people from 3 years old to 103. So we've got preschool programs. We've got elementary, middle, and high school, after school, but also summer programs.
So important, yeah.
Yeah, all the stuff that's going on to help kids feel connected somewhere outside of school, somewhere outside of their family.
And it's like you have feeding-type programs, you have educational-type programs, and there's three, right? Am I missing one?
Well, and also we have these beautiful buildings over on the east side of Madison, and we do a lot of hospitality. So we welcome people in. We've almost got a wedding every weekend.
I've been to two weddings at Goodman Center.
Yeah, and it's such a nice synergy between people being able to celebrate what they're doing, right? Maybe it's a baby shower, the wedding, maybe even a repast.
I've even been to like city meetings there, like city planning meetings.
Absolutely. Or a parent-teacher meeting. Or we have bluegrass that comes in and they do jams once a week. Or we've got some meditation. All of those kinds of things are community members coming in and using the space. Those aren't Goodman programs, but they feel like Goodman because they're there in those beautiful spaces and part of the community. I love those buildings because they're so old.
Yeah.
1903, 1904. It's
the brick.
Yeah. And it's also just like all that history. There weren't those houses when those were built, but there we are filling people into that space. It's real tremendous.
And it's right, of course, right in the middle of the heart of the Sassy Atwood neighborhood, which is, you know, east side of Madison rocks, right?
Yeah. So, and the one program we didn't talk about, which we came here today, is the food pantry.
The food pantry.
Yes. Tell us about that.
So food pantry is tremendous. I mean, and they're so important. There are pantries all over the city, thank God, because there's so much need right now.
How many do you think there are?
Oh.
Just best guess.
I'd put it 15, maybe 18, because there's churches that do them. Every neighborhood center, and there's about 11 neighborhood centers in town, do them. Sometimes, like Centro Hispano has one. So they're scattered where people have the need and where places can. A lot of schools have started to have food pantries. The critical thing is when people need food, we want them to feel like they can get it.
Yes.
And not have to go too far or not have access or feel, you know, kind of the shame that sometimes comes when we need to ask for help. We try to make our food pantry so accessible. We're open 3 days a week. It's completely free. And you can come once a week. Some pantries, because of their space and how much stuff they have, you can only come once a month. So we really want it to be, hey, if this is what you need, come every time. Sometimes it's someone will say, hey, rent's due. So I'm going to go to the pantry so I can make sure I can make my rent.
And so tell us about Pack the Van. What is the what's behind that?
Yeah. So, you know, we need food on our shelves. And I thought here was going to be the possibility of 10,000 people coming to this festival, hopefully feeling generous. Mm-hmm. And I thought, let's make sure they know about the pantry. So if they need it, they could go.
Awareness.
But also possibly be able to share a couple dollars. I wasn't sure how it would go. Would they bring food with them? You know, I know so many people come 2 days in a row and they live nearby. So that, well, we'll hit them Saturday and then they'll come Sunday with some stuff. It was so hot. Nobody wanted to carry anything extra.
Yeah, right.
So we got about three crates of stuff, but we raised $2,600.
Wow. Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's awesome.
I really had, I set a goal of 3,000 hopes and dreams. I actually always set a goal and then I tell myself, okay, well, what'll I be happy with?
Right.
That was 1,000. But, you know, we blew it out of the water. And thanks to you all, because getting me up onto the stage and letting me announce it over and over, I think really helped.
That's all about raising awareness. That's great. And talk about the importance of the money, because is it my understanding with food pantries, of course, you know, there's the big food pantries like Second Harvest, but then there's the neighborhood food pantries. But talk about how valuable that money is and just how much food, you know, that money can
buy. Yeah. So While every food pantry, we actually are the ones who get food from Second Harvest. An individual can't go and shop at Second Harvest. They're the bank.
Right.
We take the deposit from or the withdrawal from them, and then we're the ATM. You come to us and get your money, right? So we get food from them, pennies on the pound. We also do a little bit of purchasing. Most pantries don't have that much of a budget they can use to buy food. So we also really count on community donations. We also do a lot of retail rescue. So stores that are not going to sell their stuff because all the different reasons, a package gets ripped or it's out of stock. So they'll give that to pantries. So we do a lot of pickup. So when we get to get this funds and we get to go shopping, I can turn to the pantry manager and say, what do you need right now? And I can see, okay, what's on sale or what can we get in bulk? So far, I've shopped twice with the funds, went to Aldi's, which is a great place if you're ever going to donate to a pantry. Shout out to them because they make it easy to get in the bulk. And we've filled the shelves twice now. And I think I'm going to be able to do it two more times.
I would imagine, too, with the cash, you could also buy the perishable items and the fresh vegetables and fruits and dairy.
Exactly. I did. I went and got the cheese was on sale. Some yogurt was on sale. We get a lot of those perishables from Second Harvest and from some of our other retail rescue, but we can't accept those from community members because we're not sure about its quality. One of the things we just started at the Goodman Center is what we're calling Friends of the Food Pantry. So if you have a network of people, maybe you live in your neighborhood and you're all just buddies or you're just willing to ask, we're looking for people who would do a monthly drive. Mm. So I'm doing this in my neighborhood. I'm over in Yahara. I'm flyering my neighbor's old school type. And once a month, they drop stuff off at my house, and I take it to Goodman. And we've brought in a couple hundred pounds each time.
That's so amazing. People can still bring stuff into Goodman, absolutely, like anytime?
Yes. Goodman is open 7 days a week, pretty much between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., and anyone can drop off. Are you gardening right now, and you got too many tomatoes or too many zucchini or cucumber? Bring it on over. Wow. The pantry would love to share that with our customers.
That's absolutely a great idea.
And we use customers, but of course, free. Yeah, right. It is free. Everything is free.
Now, I saw that you guys were taking a lot of different food items. Mm-hmm. Some were food, some were non-food. So you're even taking toilet paper, plastic grocery bags, pet food, diapers, shampoo, toothpaste, soap, laundry.
Yeah,
a whole lot of stuff that's not even food, but essentials for people to live.
Absolutely, right? Anything you need to buy at the store, we're going to want to have at the pantry if we can. So one of the things that's true for pantries is based on the number of people we have and our size, we have to set limits to how much people can take.
Right.
So that personal care items or the household items, maybe you need dish soap and laundry soap and toothpaste, but you can only take one each week.
Right.
You know, so it's really tough. Mm, yeah. So we always welcome those things as well. And the bags, right? We try not to spend our money on the little bit of money we have on the paper bags or the plastic, especially because we know we're all getting them when we go to the stores. So we welcome those so much. People are constantly bringing in.
That's good to know.
Plastic bags. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, well, what should we do with this pile of bags?
Yeah, I got a big pile right now. Yeah. I'm going to be down there tomorrow.
Yeah, great. That would be great.
Susan from the Goodman Community Center here in Madison. If people wanted to volunteer, get involved, or get more information about what you do, how do we do that?
Yeah, goodmancenter.org. That's our website. It's a great spot. You know, once you go in there, you'll find the food pantry. Rocker mentioned the list of items. That's up on the website. We also have an Amazon wish list. So if people want to make an order, it'll get shipped to us. Don't even have to worry about it. If you use one of those shipping places, I can't think of their names, you could also send it to us. And then to volunteer, we do actually also have a website for volunteering. It's volunteer.goodmancenter.org. So it's a slightly different. You got to add that volunteer beforehand. Yeah. And we use volunteers in all of our programs. You can work with young people. You can work with the seniors. You can be in the food pantry. We didn't even mention Meals on Wheels, but we do that too.
That's awesome. Well, thank you for doing what you do. Thank you for coming in today. It was
thank you for having us.
Working with you at Atwood Fest too.
Yes, great you to guys too. It was great. I felt a little famous to be able to get up on the stage.
Now you're even more famous tonight. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
GoodmanCenter.org, right?
Yep.
GoodmanCenter.org. Help us all get some money in the food pantry here. Do good for our community. Let's do some M-Shays now. Middle of nowhere. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Become too blue when you speak out the truth. us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to deceive. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that never more. Situations, but to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That's Electric Spanking and Good People. That's what you are listening to Max Inc. Radio. Good people, especially, you know, we want to say thanks to Suzanne for coming in from the Goodman Center. Of course, you know, she's from Madison here, Rocker, but we have listeners in Waukesha, Milwaukee, Green Bay, you know, all over the state of Wisconsin. I encourage you all to find out your local food pantry in your community and make a donation. Help some people out, you know.
I was going to ask her if there was like a statewide network or some way that cities communicate and share ideas about food pantries, because I think they're really needed.
I'm pretty sure that's like Second Harvest. That's like she said, that Second Harvest is the bank and the food pantry is kind of satellite off of that. But definitely getting down to the local level is always good. Saturday night, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker. Alice is here. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jimmy.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
The producer for John and Gordy here on WMDX in Madison, Sam, is here.
Hey, hello,
Sam.
Glad to be here.
So I'm going on vacation for a couple weeks here. I'm going to be, it's kind of a workcation, traincation.
Traincation.
But Sam is filling
a traincation,
in.
Right?
You're going to be Jimmy K while I'm gone.
That's big shoes to fill.
Do you have counseling lined up for after this duty?
Oh, God. It's really going to take it out of me, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're going to walk out of here drinking more than you ever thought you have.
It's quite a process to put this show together.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
You know, off air, we were talking about haircuts, and I got a bad haircut this past week, last Friday before Atwood
what
Fest.
What happened, Jimmy?
Is that why you're wearing a hat right now?
Yes. Friday before Atwood Fest, I was like, I want to get spiffed up. I want to look good for Atwood Fest, you know? And I haven't had a haircut since May of 2019. And I'm a hippie. I just don't go to get haircuts, you know? So, but I wanted to clean up. So I went to this barber shop and, oh man, it was horrible. I don't know what he did, but it was not the cut that I signed up for. And it partially is my fault, I think, because when they ask, well, what do you want? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I mean, how do you describe that? How do you tell your barber what you want, Alice?
You know, Jimmy, I have to disagree. I think your hair looks great.
You're blind.
I saw you from far away at Atwood Fest, and as soon as I locked in on you, I was like, Jimmy, I love that haircut. You look so much cleaner. You had your fit going on. You're ready for Atwood Fest. You had your game face on. I think you look great, but you're right. Ultimately, I got my haircut today. I think it's about relationships. So I think if you find a good hairdresser, you stick with her. Because I walked into my hairdresser this morning and she was like, I got that. You got that look in your eye. You want to cut your hair. You want to cut it all off. It's summer. You haven't had a cut for a year. She's like, I'm not going to do that to you. I'm going to cut it off, but we're going to leave some length. So it's about relationships. Explaining what you want.
Real quick, Sam, got about 20 seconds here. Where's your last haircut? You ever had a horrible haircut?
Every experience I've had at a barber has been horrible. Really? I usually have my mom or my girlfriend cut it.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That way, they know you, that relationship.
Exactly,
thing.
Exactly.
Well, that's a better, or it was the horrible was with the barber, or the horribles with...
Was with the barber, so that's why I have them cut it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I love going to the barber and getting that shave, though. The shave with the warm towel.
Oh.
That is so good. I love that. It's relaxing. Other than that, the haircuts suck. 844-967-2789. Tell me about your bad haircut. We got a double dip of Cat and a Hurricane. And Aaron Weber's joining us next hour.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home.
There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Watermaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vidas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.